Welcome to the My Crazy Office podcast with the authors of Working With You Is Killing Me, Working For You Isn't Working For Me, and Mean Girls at Work, Kathy Elster and Catherine Crowley. They're committed to creating world peace one crazy office at a time. And now, here are Kathy and Catherine.
Hey everybody, I'm Kathy Elster.
And I'm Catherine Crowley, and welcome to My Crazy Office Overtime.
So today I wanted to talk about being stuck in the weeds. Yeah, and I mean, the visual of actually picking the weeds out of your garden is kind of the visual. But I have a couple of clients who their comfort zone is to just do like the small things.
Yes.
You know, like their bosses complain, you know, I need a strategy. I need bigger thinking from you. I need a plan.
Yeah.
And they don't find the time to do that because they really like doing the work that their staff is doing.
They feel comfortable with that.
I think it's their comfort zone. It's what, and I know I have days like that where I'm just like, I'm just going to file, you know, I'm just going to clear off my desk and work on paperwork and stuff because you know, there are just days like that, but when it goes on to weeks and months and you're really in the weeds, you're really, you know, you're answering questions that you've answered before.
Yeah.
And your staff should really, you know, your staff's relying on you too much.
Uh-huh.
Because
so you're kind of hand feeding them rather than
you're
having
doing
them
their
work. Yeah.
Rather than, you know, just saying, trusting that they know how to do it, sending them back and saying, I know you know how to figure this out. You've done it before.
Right.
Don't bother me with that. And then being more strategic and thinking about the bigger picture. And it's not easy for many people to be able to see an aerial view.
You know, that's such a good point, because I think the other piece of that is that often the person who's in a position of management or leadership originally was doing the thing in the weeds, right? So a copy editor maybe was once a copywriter. And if they've never learned how to edit or be a leader editorially, then they're going to go back to the thing that's comfortable, which is the copywriting.
Yeah, I think it's true. And we've all had to grow up in our careers. We didn't start out as the big thinker.
Yeah.
And this is, business owners have this problem because they are many times bigger thinkers, and then they can't do the small things. They can't actually, you know, if you can do both, if you can actually see the details and see the big picture, that's a great balance. But most of us can't do both.
No.
So, you know, when you're now advanced into a bigger position where that is required of you, you really do have to let go.
You know, I'm working with someone right now, and it's so interesting because he is the ultimate can-do guy. But for him to get to the next place in his career, he has to be more strategic and he has to delegate. And that is literally painful.
Yeah, it's painful.
Yeah.
Right, because many people don't want to delegate because they're afraid, well, what am I going to do?
Exactly.
Well, yeah, you got to think a little differently. You have to think bigger.
Right.
And you have to come up with a plan and look at the way things are being done and maybe do them differently.
And you may have to get some training or some education in order to do your new position, your higher position.
It is hard to let go of the little things that give you some sort of, you know, there's a result. There's a quick result to it. All right, I, you know, did that report. It's done. Whereas when you're doing a strategic plan, it could take months.
Well, and even if you're doing, I remember we talked Working With You Is Killing Me in the chapter about managing up. Why are there so many few good managers? And one of those things is because usually you, even if you're in leadership, you have two positions, right? One is doing your job. The other is managing people. And let's say if growth for you would be to focus more on the management part and to really build your team, it still may be much more comfortable to do the thing. Comfortable to do the technical thing that you know,
right?
Who wants to handle bickering employees or in office competition or someone who's not doing their job properly that you have to kind of call to the mat?
Yeah. Yeah. I, you know, so it's a challenge. And I think one of the things I've been suggesting to a lot of my people is, you know, close the door. If you have a door, if you're lucky enough to have an office, close the door and, you know, don't let your staff come and talk to you. Like, you know, you have office hours when they can come talk to you. And this way that will force you. Another thing is maybe talk to people in your organization or even in your just industry on how they got to the next level.
Right.
And see if you can get some advice from people. Some people, you know, manage this really well.
Yeah.
But I find there are many people that like to go back to the weeds.
Yeah.
And like to go back to what I call their comfort zone.
What if they realize they're not really happy being either in a management position or a more strategic position?
Right. Well, that's a reality. So they could go back to doing what they were doing before.
Yeah.
I mean, there's nothing shameful about that. It may, you won't have the title and it may not be as much money.
Right.
But I bet you're overqualified, and if you went back, you might get a little bored.
Right. So it's pushing through that resistance.
I think so.
Pushing through the fear. And maybe in one of those quiet moments when you either put on your headphones or close your office door if you have an office, maybe part of thinking about this is to see what are you not doing or what are you afraid or what do you feel like you don't know enough about. So at least you could see what your gaps are in knowledge and where you need some support.
Right. Right. Because you are really challenging yourself to learn how to do things differently.
Yeah. I mean, when you work with people who are suddenly in higher positions, Kathy, do you give them, coursework to do, or do you have them really like teach them how to think more strategically? How do you do that?
Definitely. I will sit and write a plan with them and, you know, and talk about, well, when this, in order for this to happen, what are the details in order for it to get there?
Right.
And actually they realize that there is some comfort in just in even doing that because there is a system to it. It's not, you know, just, you know, free floating that they're actually, it can be as rewarding.
So you may want to get some outside help in terms of stepping into this role, getting out of the weeds, have someone, an official weed puller, to show you how to make these plans to do the more sophisticated aspects of your job.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And you know, don't, I think you said it before, it's pushing through your own resistance and your own fear.
But
I think it has to do with, you know, this is what I know how to do really well.
Yeah.
And I am afraid of making a mistake. I'm afraid of looking foolish. So moving into the next level, there is definitely resistance and fear.
Yeah.
Because usually I've never met anyone who's, you know, made that leap and said, oh yeah, I really want to go back.
Right. But they may not be sure that they really want to move forward.
Well, there could be that too.
All right. So we're talking about dealing with the internal part, which is the fear and managing your resistance, maybe becoming aware. I would imagine the first thing and probably what you help people identify is that they are stuck in the weeds.
Yeah.
Right. That you're doing more menial or more task oriented work rather than bigger picture stuff.
Yeah. And, you know, it has to do with a lot with managing other people, because in order for you to leap to the next level, you have to trust the people underneath you are going to do what you did so well.
Right.
They're not going to do it as well.
Right.
Or they may not do it like you. They might even be better. But you have to let that go. And that's a hard one.
See, I think that for many people, letting go is the hardest part. Because in order to do these other aspects of your job, the things that are more about leadership and strategy and vision and planning, you have to be willing to let go. And I think a lot of people have identified their competence with those things that they know.
Mm-hmm.
And that's scary.
Yeah, look, sometimes we go to work, you know, we could use another cup of coffee and, you know, and we get tired and we get there. It's a lousy commute. And you don't want to have to, you know, struggle with yourself.
Yeah.
Just like, let me just do what I know how to do.
Right.
But I think that this, you know, learning to leap to the next level for me is 6 months to a year. I don't, it's not your whole life. I mean, usually it takes that long to grow into a new position.
All right. So if you're stuck in the weeds, first you have to identify it that you're avoiding, right? Mm-hmm. That's part of what you're doing. You're avoiding and you're also having a hard time letting go. You've probably been promoted. There's something more you should be doing. I imagine part of it, too, is to find a way to get excited about learning those new skills and then potentially getting outside support mm-hmm. so that you find ways to delegate and to let other people pull the weeds mm-hmm. while you learn these other skills.
Yeah, that's it.
All right. Join us next time on another My Crazy Office Overtime and stay out of those weeds.
My Crazy Office is produced in New York City at K Squared Studios. Stay crazy.